Section 3, Louisiana's Resources. As you read, look for the different kinds of biological and mineral resources found in Louisiana, types of capital resources used to produce Louisiana's goods and services, the connection between education and human resources in the modern technological world. Terms: biological resource, reforestation, habitat, mineral resource. Resources are the building blocks of an economy. An economic system uses natural, human, and capital resources to produce goods and services. Louisiana's natural resources have played an important part in the state's economic development. However, businesses also need human and capital resources in order to grow and prosper. Natural resources. Natural resources like air, water, and soil are products of Earth and its atmosphere. These natural resources have provided the foundation for the development of Louisiana's economy. Louisiana's rich soil has long supported agriculture. Small farms and large plantations dominated agriculture in the state until about 1900, when they gave way to agribusiness, farming thought of as large business companies. Although fewer individuals farm for a living, production still remains high. In 2012, soybeans and corn were the state's two largest food crops. Their harvests were valued at $700 million and $600 million, respectively. Sugarcane and rice were the third and fourth most valuable crops. Sugar brought more than $586 million to the state. The value of rice followed at $371 million. Cotton produced a value of over $231 million. Animals and animal products used for food are also an important part of the state's agricultural economy. Louisiana's soil, climate, and abundant water resources support cattle and dairy farming. Cattle ranching generated $498 million in 2012. Dairy farming is a smaller concern, generating $48 million in that same year. Poultry and eggs were the most valuable agricultural food commodity, generating $958 million. Egg and poultry production tend to be done in agribusiness settings, where chickens are raised in large numbers and processed in nearby plants. Biological resources. Plants and animals are biological resources. Biological resources are renewable. They can replenish themselves over time. Because biological resources are often farmed or hunted intensively, humans sometimes have to play a role in the renewal process. Forests. A forest is an area rich in plants and animals where trees are the predominant plant. Trees are one of the state's top cash crops. Timber is harvested in 59 of the state's 64 parishes. As of 2010, forests covered more than 13 million acres, nearly 48% of the state's land area. That same year, the owners of those forested lands sold timber worth more than $824 million. Once processed, products generated from that raw timber had an economic impact in excess of $3 billion. Forestry, or the harvesting of trees, also provided more than 26,000 jobs. Although the cypress is the state's official tree, the pine is the major tree species harvested in Louisiana. More than 75% of the pine cut is referred to as pulpwood because it is shredded into a pulp that is used to make products like paper and cardboard boxes. Trees cut for their lumber are called sawtimber. Most of the sawtimber is pine, but some also come from hardwood trees like oak. Hardwood sawtimber is used in construction and is processed into furniture, flooring, and kitchen cabinets. Industries related to forestry include paper mills, lumber mills, and plants for making plywood, a strong board made by gluing thin sheets of wood together under heat and pressure. These kinds of businesses are important manufacturing employers in the state. Some of the earliest companies that cut Louisiana's trees engaged in a practice called clear cutting, where all the trees were taken and the land was left bare. In 1921, a woman named Caroline Dorman was named the state's instructor of forestry. She and others led the way toward making reforestation, replanting trees in areas that had been cut, a standard part of the tree harvesting process. By the early 1960s, Louisiana forests were growing at twice the rate they were being harvested. In 1998, for example, more than 100 million tree seedlings were planted around the state to replace trees that had been harvested for profit. In this case, humans aided the biological resource renewal process. Wildlife. Wildlife is the term used to describe the animals that live in the state's diverse natural environments. At the beginning of the 20th century, timber cutting and clearing land for farming reduced the state's wildlife habitats, places where plants or animals normally or naturally grow. As habitats shrank, so did wildlife numbers. In recent decades, more careful management of the state's habitats and wildlife has led to population growth in many species. The white-tailed deer was once endangered. In response, the state decreased the number of hunting permits issued until its numbers recovered. Today, with the deer population estimated at 1 million and with hunters licensed to harvest about 200,000 of them, the deer population can renew itself. Alligators may be the wildlife species most associated with Louisiana, but they too were overhunted and became endangered. In 1962, Louisiana outlawed alligator hunting. For the next 10 years, the species was left alone to recover. In 1972, hunting resumed under strict controls. Only limited numbers of alligators can be hunted each year, and most wild alligators are harvested during September, when females are most likely guarding their eggs. This means mostly male alligators are harvested, protecting the future of the species. Alligators can also be hatched from eggs and raised in captivity on alligator farms. Due to strict controls, the alligator population has recovered and currently thrives in the wild. There is a demand for their meat and a higher demand for their skins for use in luxury goods like shoes, watch bands, and purses. The sales of all alligator meat and skins harvested in Louisiana yields more than $40 million each year. Fish and fisheries. Louisiana's many kinds of water habitat support a diverse population of fish. A mixture of brackish and saltwater environments dominates in the state's coastal areas. The interior features freshwater lakes, bayous, and man-made canals. All these bodies of water are home to a variety of fish and other aquatic, existing on or near water species. More than 700,000 Louisianians enjoy recreational fishing. In freshwater areas, they catch bream, catfish, crappie, and several types of bass. Many people also use nets or traps to catch crawfish and use grabs, also called gigs, to catch frogs. In coastal areas, fishermen catch flounder, mackerel, redfish, and speckled trout. Further offshore, common catches include bluefish, cobia, grouper, jackfish, snapper, and tuna. Commercial fishing is one of the state's most important economic activities and accounts for about 25% of the entire commercial catch in the United States each year. Louisiana seafood, including crabs, oysters, and shrimp, are enjoyed here, but are also shipped all over the country. Each year, between 10 and 15 million pounds of oysters are harvested from Louisiana's waters. The annual harvest of white and brown shrimp is even higher. It averages more than 100 million pounds. Annual crab harvests vary widely, but the average harvest is about 48 million pounds. Mineral resources. Mineral resources are natural substances found inside Earth. They are formed by slow geological processes. Minerals can be solid, like gold or silver, or fossilized substances, like oil. They become a resource when they exist in enough quantity that they can be extracted from Earth for economic gain. Unlike biological resources, mineral resources are non-renewable. Once extracted from Earth, they are not replaced by nature. In Louisiana, the most important mineral resource is oil. Other important mineral resources include natural gas, sulfur, and salt. Oil. Plants that decayed millions of years ago created the oil we use today. Louisiana contains at least 10% of the known oil reserves in the United States. There are also large quantities of oil beneath the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Land and aquatic sources of oil have made Louisiana one of the top oil-producing and refining states in the nation. Louisiana's first oil in commercial quantities came in at a well near Jennings in 1901. This is considered the start of the oil industry in our state. Soon thereafter, more oil fields came in and were developed in Caddo and Claiborne parishes. The first overwater drilling in the United States took place on Caddo Lake in 1910. The first offshore oil well began production in 1937. This is considered the start of Louisiana's offshore oil and gas industry. Since that time, thousands of wells have been drilled in the Gulf of Mexico. The explosion of the Deepwater Horizon rig in 2010 and the oil spill that followed reminded Americans that deepwater drilling can be risky, even though it is considered necessary to meet current energy needs. Despite its risks, our current economic system is dependent on oil and other petroleum products. The most common product refined from oil is gasoline. Hundreds of other products are manufactured from the chemicals created when oil is refined. Natural gas. Louisiana's natural gas deposits are even larger than its oil deposits. More than a quarter of the nation's supply of natural gas comes from Louisiana. In 1908, the state's first natural gas pipeline began transporting oil from the Caddo field to nearby Shreveport. Today, natural gas is used to heat the majority of homes and businesses in the state. It is considered a cleaner fuel than gasoline and is sometimes used to power vehicles like public buses. The hope is that using natural gas in this way can help reduce air pollution. Salt. Native Americans were the first to use the state's salt deposits as a mineral resource. They located salt that had made its way to Earth's surface and used it as a trade good with other tribes. During the Civil War, a massive underground salt deposit was discovered on Avery Island. Midway through the war, federal troops invaded the island and destroyed the salt works. After 1865, mining returned, and today the salt dome at Avery Island still produces salt in large industrial quantities. Most people think of salt as a flavoring for food, but it can be refined into other chemicals that form the basis for hundreds of products. Polyvinyl chloride, PVC, is a common plastic made in a process that begins with salt. The plumbing in your home very likely contains some PVC pipe. Sulfur. The first major discovery of Louisiana sulfur took place in 1869. The town of Sulfur in Calcasieu Parish is named for this discovery and the industry that grew up around it. This is also how Port Sulphur in Plaquemines Parish got its name. Sulphur is used to make matches, gunpowder, medicine, and plastics. In recent years, the price of sulphur has dropped because the international supply of the mineral is very high. There is so much cheap sulphur available worldwide that it has become unprofitable to mine it in Louisiana. Capital resources. In general, it takes some kind of capital resource to transform a natural resource into a product. In Louisiana, capital resources include lumber mills, sugar refineries, oil refineries, cotton gins, and rice mills. The machines and equipment used inside these processing facilities are also capital resources. Human resources. Human beings are an economic resource when they supply the labor, whether physical or mental, that transforms a resource into a good or service. In an economic system, laborers are paid for the work they perform. Today's diverse and interconnected state, national, and global economies require new skills and specialization. People who want good jobs need to have education and specialized training to make them attractive to employers. Each of you is being educated in part to give you the opportunity to become a human resource in the economic system where you choose to live and work. Special feature: disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. On April 20th, 2010, the Macondo exploration well for BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig located in the Gulf of Mexico exploded. Before the explosion, the Deepwater Horizon oil rig, located just 50 miles from Louisiana's coast, produced up to 336,000 gallons of oil every day. The explosion killed 11 of the 126 workers who were on the rig at the time. After burning for 36 hours, the rig finally sank into the Gulf of Mexico. Despite safety features, an estimated 62,000 barrels of oil leaked into the Gulf of Mexico each day after the accident. Weeks went by, and BP was unable to stop the leak. The oil began to kill sea life and drift toward the shores of the Gulf states. Louisiana's shore was threatened. The leak was finally sealed on July 15, 2010, after nearly 3 months of oozing toxic oil into the sea. The value of the oil that was spilled is estimated at nearly $400 million. The cleanup has been even more costly, and recovery from the oil spill continues. Five states, including Louisiana, were affected by the oil spill, which contaminated 665 miles of coastline. Oil damaged the bayous in Louisiana, and some oil was even found in Lake Pontchartrain. Fishermen all along the coast were not allowed to fish because of the oil spill. BP pledged over $20 billion to help victims of the spill. The Deepwater Horizon disaster created a debate across the country about continuing to drill for oil offshore. What do you think the government should decide about offshore oil drilling? Spotlight: Haynesville Shale. Beginning in 2007, a huge new source of natural gas was developed in northwestern Louisiana. This gas was trapped in shale rock more than 10,000 feet below Earth's surface. Its name, Haynesville Shale, comes from the Claiborne Parish town where it was discovered more than 60 years ago. At that time, drilling for gas in those deep pockets of rock would have been too expensive. New horizontal drilling techniques and a method of obtaining gas called hydraulic fracturing, which were developed in the late 1990s, made drilling in the Haynesville Shale economically practical. In the horizontal drilling technique, pipe is drilled straight down 10,000 feet or more to a layer of rock that contains natural gas. Then the pipe actually turns a corner and runs horizontally through the gas-rich layer of rock. Explosives punch holes in different sections of the horizontal pipe so that gas can be extracted from multiple places using only one well pad on the surface. Then begins the hydraulic fracturing, often called fracking. Sand, water, and chemicals are pumped under the horizontal pipe under high pressure. The mixture surges through the holes in the pipe and fractures, breaks up the rock around it, releasing the trapped gas. The sand mixture is then removed, and the natural gas is sucked into the pipe and rises to the surface. In the boom years between 2007 and 2012, a total of 2,250 wells were completed in the Haynesville Shale. Louisiana's most active areas have been Caddo, Bienville, Bossier, DeSoto, Red River, and Webster parishes. As the supply of natural gas increased, the price of natural gas began to fall, and the steadily rising drilling activity fell as well. The gas boom became, if not a bust, then at least a severe slowdown. There have also been environmental concerns about the chemicals used in fracking. The future of Haynesville Shale is uncertain. The expensive drilling process will once again be economical if the price of natural gas rises. Two other potential areas of growth are proposed petrochemical plants in South Louisiana and the conversion of gas into liquefied natural gas, LNG, for export. Haynesville Shale will no doubt continue to make news for years to come.